This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're flying the friendly skies, Southwest Airlines flight cancellation problems are back again. They apologize for the problems with their operations. Pilots say, no, it wasn't a sick out. And the conversation continues about whether to fly Southwest or not. A lot of people anxious about tickets that they already have. But Southwest, not the only airline with problems. And don't I know it, as I just got caught up in that melee coming from Palm Springs and having to reroute to Los Angeles and then fly back to Texas, as I've talked about the last couple of shows. So we're keeping track of everything that's going on with the travel situation since we're hitting the holidays and a lot of people want to fly to see relatives or have people fly in to see them, and that could be the worst time of all. To vax or not, and what about boosters? Some approvals could be coming from the FDA. Part of the convo for this show, plus the mailbag, what are your thoughts on what's making the world tick or not run on time? Nail the score. This is where you, yes, you could win some wonderful prizes simply by guessing the score of the game of the week in the NFL that I have chosen. You don't have to know anything about football. It is like playing bingo, only you don't get that ink on your hands and you don't have to yell numbers out. You just have to tell us who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. And you can do that by calling in or by flipping me an email during our last segment, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And welcome to the show. If you're here for the first time or you've been here many, many times, appreciate the support. Let's dive into what's going on with travel, because I've certainly gotten plenty of emails from many of you now who are opening up about some things that have happened to you while flying, and many of you have asked me if I felt safe when I was flying. I have to tell you, this is the second flight that I've taken after the pandemic, and one was in April, back in April, and that was to go to Tampa, and I felt safe then, and I feel safe, I felt safe, but not happy because of the crazy delays and the worry over whether I was going to get back or not. But I felt pretty good. Everybody was masked up, because you have to be masked up or they throw you out of the airport. And this was a small airport, Burbank, that I flew out of. I talked about it at length the other day. But needless to say, people were masked up. The thing that was different is, or the thing that was good is people were pulling wipes out and they were wiping everything. So they were wiping the lights above, they were wiping the trays and the little cutouts they have for your cell phones now where people watch movies, etc. So they were wiping down everything, in other words, at their seats. I noticed that was a big deal. Plus, they were doing that, the airline themselves, when they were cleaning, they were doing that, but just a little bit deeper for most people who sat down. That was one of the things that that happened. And I also, of course, noticed that when they serve you drinks or they give you a prepackaged cookie or peanuts, everybody has that serving, all the flight attendants have gloves on, and it's very sanitary, I guess. It's not how it used to be. There are some little things that you see that are very different about flying, and then going through TSA is a little bit different. And again, the big thing is mass, 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 or they just simply tell you to leave, or they tell you they're going to fine you. In California, they didn't fool around with that. There were signs everywhere saying, go ahead, $50,000 fine. So, and it pretty much said that. Be a hero or be a zero. That was one of the signs. Be a hero or be a zero, and pay with a lot of zeros if you decide that you want to cause some kind of problems about the mask. The other thing that was noticeable, and it's because of the Southwest flight cancellation problem, that on my particular flight and many others around me, when we boarded, there was an announcement that 90% of the people on the flight had to catch other flights, connecting flights, once we landed, because that wasn't their original destination. In other words, people were scrambling to get on any airline once the system was kaput with Southwest and thousands of flights were lost. They didn't care how they had to get there, but they were jumping on other flights. So flights just disappeared off the board, and I think that was scary, and to me that made me a little anxious, because I thought, you know, I'm getting up, I'm like the last in line, getting up to the front, and they're telling me, Santa Ana, Minnesota, you know, where are you going to go through? Like five different hops, no thank you. And then, so that was the drive 4 hours away, because that's what it took with the Los Angeles traffic to get from one place to another. And I mentioned this, too, that there were other people on the flight, and everybody was trying to help each other, that were, they were around me where we were in line saying, well, where do you have to go? And they were looking up flights and trying to figure it out, because forget calling the 800 line. You know, there were cards that were handed out, but by then, Southwest people, other people being rerouted were jumping on flights. So I would say this to anyone who travels, pack your patience, be prepared that you might have to stay overnight, be calm, cool and collected, because get a voucher from the airline. If they mess up, get a voucher so they pay for the hotel and you stay another night if you have to. And be careful about making those connecting flights, because if you can't go nonstop, I think that's where it gets that much trickier. So in August, Southwest said it would cut its flight schedule for the fall to prevent a repeat of flight cancellation nightmares that they had several months ago. They didn't fully follow through because last Sunday, a couple of days ago, they tried to operate their busiest schedule since March of 2020, and it contributed to another surge in flight cancellations and massive delays. So they started terrible in the summer, and they certainly didn't do themselves any favor by what happened a few days ago. And now with the staffing shortages, they just don't have any room for error. They don't. They have no space. Many Southwest pilots accepted early retirement packages last year. Others took temporary leaves, so they can't even resume flying yet. Other work groups are trying to fill open spots, you know, because of the tight labor market. But think about where you're talking about the airlines and the manageable or unmanageable impact on operations under normal conditions. And these are not normal conditions. You have to remind yourself, it is not a normal period of our lives, and you can feel it. So you have an IT outage, and that's what they had in June. Then you have even weather events, and then you're going to have a massive problem with flight delays and cancellations that could last for weeks. That's what happened to them in the beginning of the summer, and it all backfired on them again Columbus Day weekend because of weather, because of shortages at an air traffic control center that led to a bunch of cancellations, because of crews that were out of position. So out of position, they can't get to where they have to get to. So that caused Southwest airline pilots to hit their federally mandated duty limits. They can only fly so many hours, and once they hit it, they can't do that after that. So they got to figure this thing out big time. All right, COVID, where do we stand with these boosters and the vaccinated and the unvaccinated? Why is December 8th so important? I'll tell you next.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today. But I heard some tennis in the background. Yes, it was fun to take the show to Indian Wells, PNB Paribas Open. I said we were going to talk about COVID and what's going on with boosters and vaccines and all that stuff, and of course we will. But I wanted to mention this because I also got many, many, many inquiries about what was going on with me being some big crowds in Palm Springs, and was I okay? Thanks a lot, Melissa, and also Joseph, because both of them asked about that. Well, here's the thing. They flat out said you have to be vaccinated. So anybody who came in to the tournament had to have already preloaded a vax pass thing and have gotten, you know, that whole digital thing that you need, and that's everything was digitized with the tickets and contactless and whatnot. So the crowds were smaller than they would normally be, but the fact is they had a crowd because they haven't had a tournament there, and it's like a major in the U.S. They call it the fifth major for the men and women pros tennis-wise. So that's how it was. That's how it was done. And again, that it was all done, you know, by contactless kind of stuff. So the digitized parking spots, which was really interesting. Because imagine people fumbling with their phones, some people not comfortable with it, who are not great with technology, or say they're not great with technology, so they try to figure it out, and you had to have the parking pass show it, boom, and they zap it when you go in, even for the media, which, of course, I was media. And eventually when we pulled up, they recognized us. Oh, we don't have to, they knew, you know, we had a pass, so we didn't have to go through that. But it does take a little bit longer to get through gates and whatnot. And this would be an event that could have thousands of people, and they did have thousands of people, but certainly not anything like an NFL game where you could be talking about 60,000 or 80,000 people. That would be a much more difficult pass to have to go through with the technology of that. And, of course, what happens everywhere with sporting events, concerts, anything with a large crowd is you'd have to have a clear plastic bag with your belongings in, you know, no big purses or bags or any of that. If you had a backpack, you would have had to be media, and they would go through it anyway. So I noticed that most people were pretty okay with that. The best part about it is people were happy to be around each other, lots of smiles and cheering and great stuff. And I even went into one stadium where you had a tighter crowd, and it was fun to watch people cheering and do the wave. Like, the wave is back. They've brought back the wave. People were, I think, so excited just to be out and be part of something that they enjoyed that they hadn't had for so long. So hats off to, I think, what they're doing pretty well at Indian Wells for this PNB Paribas Open. When it comes to what do you do, and you don't want to be a super spreader event. And I had to sign waivers, and everybody had to sign waivers. The players had to sign waivers. In fact, there were a couple people with the players where they didn't get vaccinated, and they were tested every day. And that was right where the media was. So I went into where the players' entrance, we had two different sides, and they were being tested, a few of those players. One of them is Tsitsipas, who won tonight. As he gets deeper into the tournament, he's from Greece, Stefanos Tsitsipas, and he's not vaccinated. So there were some players that had to consistently be tested for COVID, because, of course, if they came up with COVID, they got a positive test, then they would be sidelined, I'm sure, because that's part of the protocol. All right, as to what affects you and I, and of course events do affect us if you go out and you want to be somewhere in the public, but this is what's going on, the latest when it comes to vaccines, and the potential is there for Moderna and Pfizer. The boosters may be okay. The National Institute of Health has done a study that found that the J&J shot followed by one of the other vaccines as a booster produced a stronger immune response than two doses of J&J. That's pretty interesting. And then the FDA's Vaccine and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, that's a big mouthful, they are meeting, in fact, tomorrow to talk about Moderna boosters, and Friday to talk about J&J boosters, because people are waiting to get, boosters. So those that are getting vaccinated are waiting for that. And those that aren't getting vaccinated are pushing back on vaccinations in general. So I said December 8th was a big day, and it is a big day because you have the president saying that, December 8th is the day that the employees, government employees, et cetera, or some of these companies that would work with the government, that would be the end of the line of where they have to meet the vaccine mandate. And so that vaccine mandate is going to be interesting to see. I think what the pushback continues to be there, and whether or not there's going to be, you know, there's going to be problems with that deadline. That's part of what the deal is with Southwest Airlines. Those who don't want to be vaccinated, what does the airline do in that case when they are connected as somebody who's connected to the federal government? Because anyone vendor-wise, supply-wise, working with the government falls under the heading of this is the date, right? So Boeing says it's going to require 125,000 U.S. employees to get vaccinated by December 8th to meet requirements of that executive order. So that's the latest. I mean, just think of the companies. You let your mind expand. You probably know people who work in the situation where they would fall under that, and are they getting it or not, more than 800 of Boston's 18,000 city workers have been suspended without pay for failing to comply with the city's coronavirus vaccine mandate. They have to show proof of a vaccination or submit to regular testing. See, that's the other part of that. The head of the Chicago Police Officers Union is calling on its members to defy the city's requirement to report their COVID-19 vaccination status by Friday or be placed on unpaid leave. And then, because I just was in California and in Palm Springs, Coachella and Stagecoach Music Festivals are huge, and they reversed course and announced proof of vaccination is no longer required to attend the California events. So they're saying, nope, no proof of vaccination. So they lifted it because they were really stringent about that and saying, you know, you have to have this. You have to have this. Some other offshoots of COVID-19. This is a bizarre story. A Rhode Island man sentenced to 70 months in prison for COVID-19 stimulus fund fraud. He got, check this out, $600,000 in stimulus money from three different banks, spent the money on trips to Las Vegas, New Hampshire, got a Camaro, had home renovations, and online gambling. Wonder how much of that was online gambling. I have no idea. Right? All right, as for the numbers, because I haven't really gone through numbers very much lately. I did a little bit in the last show. But the U.S. has recorded more than 44.6 million confirmed COVID-19 cases, more than 719,000 deaths. That's Johns Hopkins University's numbers. That's their numbers. Global totals, 239 million cases, 4.87 million deaths. So the other part of this, the vax or not vax, more than 187 million Americans, so that's 56% of the population, fully vaccinated. That's the CDC numbers because, of course, they would get that data. How about that? Yeah. Interesting. And then this, starting next month, the U.S. is going to allow fully vaccinated foreign visitors to cross land borders. So you know where the land borders are, don't you? For non-essential purposes like tourism or seeing friends and family. So that's a big change coming through for that reason because, you know, the ferry ports, go crossing land-wise, this is the first time since March of 2020. So the policy change is happening. Not the exact date, but just early November. We know that that's going to happen. That's a big step, actually, for international travel. The fact that, you know, people can come through rail or ferry or any of that, especially U.S., Canada, that's a big crossing. And, of course, we can go to Canada. That was lifted not too long ago. And Mexico has been restricted to essential travel, like trade, but now they can do that too. So we'll see. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming and visiting the USA. We're visiting the mailbag next.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden's Wednesday would spend addressing bottlenecks when it comes to the supply chain involving the shipment of goods into the United States as it's been linked to pandemic-related problems.
We need major retailers and the freight movers who take the goods from the ships to factories and to stores to step up.
Some top shippers and retailers have already agreed to do more offloading and stocking of supplies during off-peak hours. The president also argued the nation has to start, quote, making more things in America to reduce this kind of problem. Mission accomplished for William Shatner back on the Earth after a quick trip into space earlier today. At 90, he's become the oldest man to ever go into space.
I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened.
After emerging from that capsule, Jeff Bezos was there with an uncorked bottle of champagne for the crew. And this is USA Radio News. You may be able to get a COVID-19 booster shot soon that's different from your original vaccine. An NIH study out on Wednesday shows that mixing and matching COVID vaccine boosters can be safe and effective. The study found those who got the J&J vaccine first actually had more antibody levels when they got a Moderna or Pfizer booster. The findings are going to be presented to the FDA advisory committee that's meeting this week to consider recommending Moderna and J&J boosters. In Longmont, Colorado, north of Denver, at last check they were still looking for the suspect who shot and killed a postal worker. Deputy Police Chief Jeff Satter says the victim was attacked in front of neighborhood mailboxes.
I know at least one witness heard the shots and saw somebody running from the scene. I don't think they saw the actual shooting.
Police say the suspected shooter ran off wearing a hoodie and a blue mask. They're asking people in that vicinity that have surveillance cameras on their property to share footage with them. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail, man.
Stick in the mail, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are in the mailbag. Thank you to the people in the Tucson area because I just got an avalanche of mail from all of you. Call us sometime. I know a lot of you are saying you're juggling different hours at work. So this one comes from Michael, 10:30 a.m. That's where he's listening to us in the desert in Tucson. And Michael says, Kate, thanks for the shout out for our Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, it's been fun watching them. My question to you is, how long do you think we're going to have to keep up with the mask and the tug of war of the polarization between all of us with those that will wear them, that won't, the vaccination thing, and just in general, the pandemic? Oh, Michael, let me grab this eight ball over here. Okay. Shaking it up. When does this all go away? Michael from Tucson wants to know, and so do I. Oh, Michael, it says ask again later. I wish I knew. I wish I had an answer to that. Okay, so I will say this, that in talking to people in the medical profession that I know, and some that have actually been on the show, even John Huber, who's been on, who is a forensic psychologist and has many connections medically with lots of people on the cutting edge of all this. This is rolling into next year, but is it completely wiped out by 2022, at the end of 2022? I don't know. I mean, it's a virus. It's an elusive SOB. How do you kill an elusive SOB? It's tough. I hope. Wouldn't that be great? Will the world go back to what it was? No. Because there have been too many changes, right? And I think with technology especially, I think a lot of what's happened, I described what happened in going to that event, the digitized parking passes, and same thing if you were getting food at concessions. So, for example, that's one of the things you'll see as a change. The old-fashioned, here's your parking ticket, and the guy hands you the stub. Some of that is still around, but I think a lot of that, especially in bigger venues, would change. So there's changes in commerce and how business is done. Some of the Zoom calls, the virtual, that is going to continue with events. But the face-to-face and having contact with people, I think we crave it. And the isolation is not good for a lot of people. It's not good for most people. Because you need that. You need to see other people. You need to be out there, I think. That's what I do. And it affects you after a while. You've got to get out. And that I think that people are going stir crazy. That's what I believe. But I wish I could give you a timeline and I could say definitively, here's what's going to happen. But, boy, then I would be what they used to call a long time ago in ancient Rome, a soothsayer, and I would be paid a lot of money to predict a lot of different things. Okay, let's move to this one. This is from Patty, and Patty's a dude, P-A-D-D-Y. I love that name, Patty, usually very Irish. Patty says, Kate, I look around at what's happening with the ports, and it's so ridiculous, this supply chain, how it's being just crushed. And it has to affect a ton of American companies. I mean, some companies that you may know, but I would imagine the little guys, too, are getting affected by this. Because think about products and getting products from point A to point B and having product come from other places. You look at that port in Los Angeles where the boats are just pretty much stuck out in a harbor, and it's got to be backing up everything tremendously. Well, you are on point, Patty, because I had a lot of conversations about this. In fact, the guy who I consider to be my mentor, and I mention him in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, his name's Roger Blamire. He's an entrepreneur and has a product that is just so backed up. It's a product that everyone can use, and they were doing super well, and now trying to get it to consumers has been just backed up beyond, what you can possibly do. When somebody orders something, they want it right away. So because of the port situation, because of the supply chain, that's broken down. I've heard this from more than just Roger. Books. So, for example, I have books. Luckily, I had many books already that I already had gotten for big events, so I have a supply somewhat. But when people are getting books and trying to get books to people and getting them printed, forget about it. Same thing. You might as well just drive to where they're printing the books if you can get there and stand there while they print them. And then even then they'd be backed up. So the supply chain in the book business is terrible. And that's the problem. So print on demand is almost the best way. So anybody who's getting books ahead of time or getting them delivered to, I'm sure, Barnes & Noble, etc., they would be backed up because it's toppled over with the demand to try to get them. So imagine if somebody has, we talked to so many authors who want to have a high impact with our Authors Corner. I love doing that, introducing you to people from all over the world, right? And some of them would be backed up and waiting, depending on who's publishing their book, and waiting to get their book. So when you look at what's happening, you have rising prices, product shortages, the labor market's upside down. You have this kind of sort of rocky seesaw approach with our economic recovery, and it's not good. I mean, it's not good when you look at what's happened because of the pandemic. The challenges are different than what some of them have been in the past. So the Port of Los Angeles, they're talking about, what they're saying is the Port of Los Angeles is going to be operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, that's the only way they can clear up the bottlenecks. That's what they're saying, because it is such a costly traffic jam in moving freight. So what are you going to do? They got to have enough people to operate it. They got to all of a sudden fling open the doors to 24 hours a day. And, you know, you look at this turmoil, and it is really, really starting to catch up with people. So there's the hint. If you celebrate Christmas and you're getting presents for people, shop now. Because if you wait till the last minute, whatever it is that you want to get, you may not be able to get it. Not because, the product's just out. It's because you can't get the product to you, because it's been backed up and then all the orders are out. I'm seeing that with certain masks, even mask orders and, you know, anything you can think about. Ink for your copy machines, right? For your copier. You got to get that. Here's my suggestion, Patty, or anyone out there that has something they have to have. Get it in twos. Buy them in twos, whatever it is, because that way, like ink for the copier, because it'll run out and then you won't be able to get it and then they'll be backed up. Oof, good question. Very timely. In L.A., that's what they're going to do. They're going to go to that 24-hour thing so that they can try to clear up all the mess over there. All right, here's one from Mickey. And Mickey says, hey, Kate, big shout-out from New Orleans. I know you talk about Louisiana all the time. And trust me, we are listening to you, girlfriend. Can't wait to come down here. Please let me buy you a po' boy when you do. Look me up. Okay, so you must be listening on WGSO. And Mickey goes on to say, how about William Shatner? Is that not the best, greatest story that the captain got on Blue Origin and went into space? How cool is that? It is cool. So he has gone boldly where no man, his age anyway, has gone before. 90 years old. That's what the Shat is. Yep, he was on Blue Origin and, you know, he went out into space. He and three others were launched in a New Shepard rocket from the aerospace company's West Texas launch site just before 11 a.m. Eastern, and they landed safely back on Earth a few minutes later. That's how quick it is. And he said it was unlike anything he had ever done. All four passengers, thumbs up, the recovery crew, they landed, they were okay, it was good. And he said it was just indescribable. It's different than what he thought. It happened so quickly. He said, I never expected to have, you know, to be shot up into the blue sky. And he said it was amazing. He said everybody in the world needs to do it and see it. It's unbelievable. It's the weightlessness. It's the little things. It's the blue color of the sky whip by you, and then you're staring into blackness, and it's gone, and it's moving. And he said, he must have said unbelievable 20 times. I mean, he was pretty emotional, actually, when he talked about it. He said it's just one of the most profound experiences that he could have imagined. And he said, I hope I never recover from this. I thought that was pretty cool. So Captain James T. Kirk, the star of the Star Trek franchise forever and a day, pretty excited about being able to be launched into space. And that launch was actually scheduled for Tuesday, but they had high winds, so they delayed it. So congratulations to the captain. Remember, 24/7, you get a hold of us through the mailbag, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Next, nail the score. You can call us, try to nail the score of the NFL game of the week, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports Hall of Famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I'll tell you what, there's some great games on tap this weekend. And a big shout out to all my pals at WMIC. I got a couple of interesting emails from some of you who are saying, wow, what about the Lions? Can I adopt a new team? I got one from Chad who said, Kate, I've been listening to you every single night since you jumped on these airwaves, and I'm wondering if you think the Lions can beat the Bengals this weekend to pick up their first win of the season. Well, it's not can, it's will. Cincinnati's only favored by 3.5 points, but and, you know, you look at Jared Goff and you look at some of the beginning years with the Rams and how good he was. And, you know, what is the Lions' problem when you look at the fact that they got that big goose egg, starting the season losing to the 49ers, and they lost a close one to the Ravens, a couple of points, right? A close one to the Vikings. Now, that's a rivalry, but that's what they're just coming off of, the Vikings loss. So that was a heartbreaker for them. I would say the Ravens game was a heartbreaker, so they could have had that one. They were blown out by the 49ers. That's a whole different story. And, of course, the Bears. Maybe it's going to be the Bengals. Yeah. It is at home, so the crowd needs to be behind their Lions at Ford Field, because they need your love they feed off the crowd. So maybe Jared and the offense will really get it going and figure out a way to keep the Bengals off balance. Again, 3.5 points. That's all it is out there at Ford Field. All right, that's not the game of the week, though. It was really kind of a toss-up for me when I was looking at the games as to what I was going to go with. But I had to go with this one. I got to give some love to my Arizona fans. Cardinals, baby. All of you listening on KVOI constantly telling me about the Cardinals. You take that road trip to go from Tucson up to that Phoenix area and see the Cardinals. But this one, you won't be taking a road trip because you'd have to go to Cleveland, Ohio. It's at First Energy Stadium. So the Browns are favored by 3. The total of the game, 49.5 points. Cardinals are 5-0, opposite of what the Lions are. So the Cards taking on the Browns. What happens here? Will it be another win for the Cardinals, or do the Browns pull it out? The Browns have had some hard luck losses, that's for sure. All right, so you can compete for these wonderful prizes, and if nothing else, bragging rights. For sure, bragging rights. Absolutely. Just give me a call, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email during this time period, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let it fly. Who do you think wins this? Going with the Browns, going with the Cards. He always breaks the ice, and that would be Pete in Texas. Peter, out of the bunker. Pete, what do you think?
The Blue Origin, better than Six Flags. Whoa. Count me in.
Me too.
32-27 Cardinals.
Yeah, Cardinals can be 6-0. How about that? Yep.
It works for me.
It works for me too, Pete. Thanks. Always loyal. He's always there for us. We appreciate you, Pete. So maybe he wins it. But how about Sharon in Maine celebrating a birthday? Happy birthday to Sharon, and thanks for the call. What do you think, Sharon?
Been a good day so far.
Woo! Yes.
Went to dinner at Olive Garden.
Nice.
Yes. One of my favorites. I like Longhorn too.
Yeah. Did you get that endless salad and a million breadsticks?
Yeah, but we kind of limited to one bowl of salad and one set of breadsticks.
There you go.
I could eat the whole thing.
I could anyway, too.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals over the Browns. 24-17.
All right, so a little lower, but just like Peter, you're going with the Cardinals. Sharon, happy, happy birthday and many more, and thank you. Another longtime loyal listener who always jumps on Nail the Score. And I always get at least 4, maybe 5 sometimes emails too, but they got to pour in the next 7 minutes. So kate@katedelaneyradio, kate@katedelaneyradio, or just like Sharon and Pete, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. But we love to pick on Nate. Nate the Great. Oh, he is the technical maestro. What would we do without Nate? What do you think, Nate?
I think we'd just all be on fire if I wasn't here, right? That's how us, you know, button pushing narcissists worked. I'm gonna go real big because I'm from St. Louis, and that's where some other Cardinals are from. So I'll just do some magic psychological linking exercises here and reach big for 35, and they're gonna just dunk on them because why not? To 21. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, guys.
Ooh, I love that. I love the verbiage there. Some psychological jumping jacks, really. Cardinals. Hey, why not? The St. Louis Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals. Different sports, it works for me. I love it. Any way it works. So 35-21. Thanks, Nate. This is I think this is going to really be, that's why I picked it as the game of the week. I think it's going to be a really good game. We've had an insane NFL season, if you've been paying attention, where the kicker is really playing a big part last week, certainly. I was making that drive when I got screwed up and had to drive to another airport just to get back to the great state of Texas. And, by the way, 2 days later, and I was listening to the NFL Network on Sirius so I could hear the tail end of some of these games, and it was nail-biter stuff. It was crazy. The Chargers, the Browns, end of their game, the end of the overtime game with the Green Bay Packers again, with Mason Crosby missing a couple of field goals and then finally nailing the winner. All right, so I'm going to say the Cardinals, too. I mean, Kyler Murray, come on. Have us some love for Kyler Murray. Where was he? When people looked at Kyler Murray, what were they thinking? So I'm going to say the Cardinals will be 6-0. They beat the Browns, but it's going to be really close. I think it's going to be a tight game. And I'm going to go with a score of, I was thinking about this all day, sort of. I'm going to say 34-30 Cardinals. So that's mega points. What, that's 64 points. I say that's what's going to happen, though. I believe it. The Cardinals are going to win. We'll see. I mean, they got some bad news, the Cardinals. Their tight end, Max Williams, hurt his knee on Sunday. He's out for the season. So that's not great. But Kyler Murray, and you know, he's paying attention to what's happening. I mean, I think he is more than excited at where this team is at. And you look at his quarterback rating, it's over 67, and he's got 1,500 passing yards. But the key is, I think he makes things happen. He's really seeing the field well. And he would be a candidate for MVP. I think in these first 5 weeks, he's got to be one of the top candidates, absolutely. And I would put him in my top five for quarterback so far this season. So I think he will prevail, but I believe it's going to be a very close game, which makes it worth watching, right? And, you know, there were other games when I looked at this for Nail the Score that certainly we could have gone with, and one of them included the Raiders and the Broncos, and especially the Raiders coming off of that tumultuous week with John Gruden being fired. And now, you know, how do you bounce back after that? You're on the road. You're playing Denver. And how about the Dallas Cowboys with a great chance to be 5-1 and to beat the Patriots? And they're favored in New England by 3.5 points. And I think Dak Prescott is going to have a monster game there. But I don't think it's the game of the week, because I think that they'll definitely cover that line and they'll beat the Patriots. I don't think it's going to be a nail-biter game at all. So I'm kind of looking for those kind of games when I look at the schedule. The Chargers and the Ravens would have been the other game. So if it wasn't the Cardinals and the Browns, it would have been the Chargers and the Ravens. The Ravens overcoming that massive deficit the other day was wild. All right, I hope somebody nails the score. Spread the word. We do it every Wednesday, and we have a whole lot of fun doing it. If you emailed me, duly noted, trust me, I will get it down. Good luck to everybody, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.